The Lord was so gracious to me to bring some great men that helped me get past the lack of fathering I had growing up. On that next season of my life, He kept adding these men. When I was younger, I had coaches. So my whole life, I think if we look at it correctly, if we look at our life, because there may be people that are listening that their dad wasn't present in their life, but I think the way that life is constructed and the rhythm of our life, He always puts them in our path to help show us what being a great father is about.
I'm excited to introduce you to my friend, Jay. Jay Helwig. How are you today?
Hello. I'm doing good. How are you, Gail?
I am good. I love, Jay, talking with you always because you inspire me, and you're the kind of person that sort of gets under my skin in a good way. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that sounds painful, but if you like it, I'm good with it.
Like, you're always making me think bigger and dream outside the box, and you inspire me to do more. So thank you so much, sir.
Well, you're welcome.
Jay, I wanted to talk to you about your family and you being a father. And the thing that I really like about your family is that I know them and I've watched them interact with you and you with them. And I can say this, I think you're the hero of your children.
Well, that's an honor. And I think that when I think of my kids, if they think of me in that manner, I think I've reached the pinnacle of what this world has to offer.
Did you always want to have a family?
Yeah, I think I've always wanted to have kids, I think. and if I didn't, I'm glad that I have.
Three sons and then a little girl.
Yeah, we're very blessed.
Yes, you are. Jay and Jill. Wow, that sounds like that should be a nursery rhyme, right? But Jay and Jill have, as I said, three sons and a daughter, which is interesting. We have four daughters and a son, so the world is fairly balanced between both of our families.
Right. Well, you know, it's kind of funny. You talk about Father's Day and, you know, there's all this, how do you make meaningful impact? And so I think that the way that fathers could make the most meaningful impact is, you know, having meaningful connection time. And I was able to do that with my youngest son. You know, I had he had an awards banquet at his school. It's 120 degrees in there. I'm in a suit, sweat and bullets and going, why am I sitting here? And then, you know, I can see as I was sitting there, next thing you know, I saw his little head and his eyes kind of peering across the crowd. And when he met my eyes and the smile that hit his face and just, I mean, he could have eaten a banana sideways. I said, there it is. There's that meaningful moment that he knew that I came from work and made time for him and to show him that I valued him. And so as we're talking about being a father, I think, you know, we think that we have to buy all these things. I think being present and being there on those moments that matter to them is significant.
Have you seen the commercial where they interview adults and they say, who would you like to have dinner with? And they name all these big leaders or famous movie stars.
Yeah.
But then when it comes to the children, when they ask them, the children just want to have a family meal. They want to be with mom and dad.
Yeah, that's the whole elusive thing as a father. You know, we go out trying to conquer the world, takes us away from our homes, and we have to spend the night away at places, and we think that all this stuff that we're doing is what our kids really want, but all they really want is us to love their mom and to love them.
You know, Jay, you used to travel with a dear friend of mine, Zig Ziglar. What was that like?
Well, that was a very special time, and it was an honor to be able to serve Mr. Ziglar. He was a great father. I learned quite a bit. I know that every time we'd leave Dallas, he'd call every one of his children, and it was called the airport call. And you know, he modeled a lot of things that I try to model with my family. Sharing time with them, and just trying to model being a good dad.
You told me a little bit about your own dad's experience.
Yeah, I think that's part of the whole special thing of what God does. He knows our life from the beginning to the end, right? He's the Alpha and Omega. And so he knows every step that we have is planned. He knows it. My father was raised in an orphanage, didn't have a father in his life. And so the Lord was so gracious to me to bring some great men that helped me get past the lack of fathering I had growing up. And I think on that next season of my life, he kept adding these men You know, even when I was younger, I had coaches. So my whole life, I think if we look at it correctly, if we look at our life, because there may be people that are listening that their dad wasn't present in their life, but I think the way that life is constructed and the rhythm of our life, he always puts them in our path to help show us what being a great father is about.
That's a great point. And I think you actually hit on a very big need. We have little boys who are supposed to be acting like men, but sometimes still act like little boys, and they don't know how to father because it's never been modeled to them.
Well, and I think that's a two-way street. I mean, I could today be bitter and upset about that my father did not have his father. He was raised in an orphanage. And, you know, my dad, he didn't know. I mean, my dad was an alcoholic. He struggled with a lot of things, but I didn't hold him captive to that of what he didn't give to me. I embraced the coaches. They yelled at me and they instructed me. So we have to be willing to receive the leadership and the people that God puts in our life to mold us, shape us, because not everyone has the greatest father. I know that Jill's dad was a great father to her, but I have these other people that I can draw on. But I could talk to you today and be bitter about it, Gail, but we have to take ownership of our own life and say, I'm going to be better and I'm going to use the people that God puts in my life.
Absolutely. And look at some of the people God put in your life. I mean, hey, you would be the envy of everyone traveling with Mr. Ziegler and hearing all of his stories and watching the legend of encouragement and inspiration. How do you hope to do that with your own children?
Yeah. Well, you know, when you think of that concept of how do you do that? You know, when you look at Mr. Ziegler's life and you look at it from the beginning to the end and what he constructed, I think that anyone standing behind him would go, man, I'm inferior. But what I learned from Mr. Ziegler is he was just who he was. He was exactly who God made him to be. And he maximized the areas of where he had talent and ability. You know, loving a child doesn't take talent, ability. It just takes effort. And so he gave forth the effort. He put forth the effort to show them that they mean something to him. And that's why he's living, is to help them and to mold them. As I parent my son, as I father my sons and my daughter, I just want them to know that I'm there. I love them. They're not going to be perfect. And I love them just as much when there are mistakes, because I think that's what they want to know, is that there's somebody there. I tell my sons every morning, I tell my children every morning, I love you and I believe in you. I tell them in the morning and I tell them at night. I don't ever want them to ever leave anywhere questioning that thought. Does my dad love me?
That's powerful. And the fact that you tell them you believe in them, wow, you've just given them permission for the next generation to go even beyond you.
Yeah, I think that love is expressed in, there's those, you know, all the love languages, right?
Right.
And my wife has a different love language than me. And when I think that I'm loving her, it doesn't always come across as love. When you say, hey, I believe in you, that's at an identity level, that who you are, I believe in.
That's awesome. I love that point. Well, I'm going to have you encourage fathers in a moment, but I've got to bring up something that I think about every time when I think of your family. And it was a card that we received. It didn't come at the Christmas season when most people sent cards. It came at the first of the year, which was brilliant. Mm. And when I opened the card, it was described to me, and it was like laser printed on my heart. And it was a picture of your boys and yourself and Jill, and all of you were in black and white. In fact, you guys were in tuxedos and your sweet daughter was in pink. And behind you was this, what was it, like a historic barn or something? It was just picturesque.
Yeah, it was my wife got us up at the break of dawn, and we had to get all dressed up, and everybody was super excited. And that was, since you can't see my face, I'm being facetious, you know, who wants to get up at the break of dawn and go stand in the middle of a field? But, you know, the essence of that picture, the sun's coming up over the trees, we're standing in this field. It has the year on it, and I think that it was 2015, and it said a new day dawning. And so it was just there was symbolism in there that every morning's new. You have so much to be thankful for. And as I look at that picture, we have it in our home. I look at it and I go, wow, how amazing of a life that I get to lead, that every morning that my kids are there and my wife is there. And we have the opportunity before us to make a difference. And now that I have children that are growing older, you know, now I have to be able to say, okay, I need to put in them what they need so that they can make a difference in people's life. But it's just that phrase of a new day dawning is just powerful when you think about it, that in our life, there's something coming to an end and there's always something that's about to start.
Yes.
And so I kind of always talk to people whenever they're in transition. I'll say, hey, there's always a beginning point and there's always an end point. There's always everything. It's going to end. And so what we have to do is maximize the in-between time.
That's really good. And you know what? When I saw the card, to me, it was very prophetic too, because it talked about the anticipation of the year for your household, a new day's dawning. That means the sky's the limit. The potential has not even been fully tapped of what yet could happen. But also, to take it one more level, since we're talking about Father's Day, it's prophetic about the next generation, the legacy. There's a new day dawning that long after you have lived, Jay, what you've deposited in your children will impact generations yet to come.
Yeah. And that, you know, legacy, I think is also connected to significance, right? We don't want to just be successful. We want to have significance. And I think when you get to significance, that's when a legacy comes along. You know, and it wasn't long ago, I would say maybe months, maybe a year. You know, there are all these goals I set out. And I was thinking that I wanted my life to be like. And then at some point I was like, how long am I going to sit here and just be narcissistic about what I want to achieve in my life? And I'm like, if I can't achieve it, then I have a whole group of children that I can instill what I wasn't able to achieve. I can instill that in them and allow them to raise and to go after those things that I wasn't able to, if that's something that fits in their lane. But I want to go after life in a way that they go, I want to model my dad. Just the other day, I was reading a little card that my middle son wrote, and it said, describe your dad to us. And it was a little piece of paper, and it says, he's my hero. And man, it just struck something at the core of who I am, is that if our children who have been given to us to steward, if they'll look at us and say, I want to be just like my dad because he's my hero. And if I can achieve that, then if we can inspire our children to be that person to the next person, then I think that that's significant. And there's a legacy in that. And it helps, it gives them a roadmap of, you know what? He didn't do anything super special. I was fortunate to be with Mr. Ziegler, and that was just what the Lord, but I'm just a simple guy from a simple place. But one thing that it doesn't take talent to do is to love your children. And I would inspire, as any father or soon to be father or spiritual father, or just someone that's been entrusted to lead kids, is that it takes no talent to love. And any time that you love them and believe in them, that you'll see the greatest in them. And then that they will always, whenever they come to a point where they have a need, that they'll know that, hey, I can go to my dad. I can go to anyone that says, I believe in you and I love you.
That's awesome. So why don't you pray for the dads who are listening today and encourage them, and specifically any dads who might be struggling with that bitterness that you talked about earlier, what they didn't have and maybe what they needed, that God would redeem that.
Well, I'll do that, Gil. And so let's pray. Lord, we just come to you today. We thank you that you are the great Father. And Lord, I just ask that you would just touch. And I pray right now that any man that was not able to have relationship with his father, that you would heal that wound. And Lord, that you would open up his eyes and let him see the men in his life that are there to help him to overcome this. That you have placed these men in their lives specifically for a purpose, to show them their worth, to show them that they are loved and that they have value, and that because their father was not there doesn't mean that they don't have value, but you value them and that you have orchestrated all of humanity and these men to be in their life, that it's on purpose that they're there. and Lord, that they would receive it and that they would be healed and they would be whole. And I thank you for the legacy and the significance that you are allowing each one of these men to live out in their daily lives, that the people that they come in contact with, that their children would be, that would be filled with hope and with the knowing of that their father believes in them. Allow them to speak life in their children. Allow them to always be seeing the best in their children. And thank you that they raise difference makers and children that will change the world for you and for good. Lord, we thank you for this great opportunity to be called a father. We don't take it lightly. We know that it comes with sacrifice. It comes with long suffering. It comes with allowing our own goals and desires to fall aside so that we may be instructed the greatest gift that you've given us. And we just offer it and allow our lives to be a testimony and allow our children and the people that you, the children that you put in our lives that we may not have birthed, but you have brought to us, allow them to testify that my life was changed and my life was transformed because of the father that you gave to me. And we thank you for you being a great father, and you sent your son Jesus to die for us. And we're thankful to you today for all the good gifts that you have given us. And it's in your precious son Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jay Helwig. I know you're a very busy man. I've caught you in the middle of a very busy day, but I can't thank you enough for what you have imparted to other fathers. And I wish you the best of Father's Day.
Thank you very much, Gail, and it's always an honor to be with you or to hear your voice, because I can't imagine, you inspire me. I think that whenever I hear your voice, I just inspiration just exudes, and it transforms me, and so I thank you for your friendship and your belief in me.
My joy, my friend. Give my love to Jill and your family, and I'll talk with you soon. This is Gail, and I'm wondering if you're up against some impossibilities. If so, I believe you could be encouraged to read our book called Seeing Beyond with the foreword by Zig Ziglar. In fact, it's also in an audio version. You can find this resource and more at GailMcWilliams.com/tools.